Intentional Living today. Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Ron Deal, joining me from Family Life Blended. We thought we'd spend a day, maybe a couple of programs here, talking about the blended families during the holidays. I'm already stressed just hearing about it. And we'll find out what Ron, who's the expert on blended families, can offer some help and hope and encouragement for blended families. All families are stressed during the holidays. I mean, this is just a stressful time. But how do we handle some of the unique factors of being in a blended family? So, Ron from Family Life Blended, welcome to Intentional Living today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Randy. Thanks for having me back on the program. It's always a joy to be with you.
And I'll tell you what, well, let's just open the phone lines. I know we have some blended families who are listening around the country, and maybe you want to contribute a thought that's helped you during the Christmas season or holiday season or stressful time that helps you as a blended family to keep your sanity and to work through some of the challenges. One thing, we're all about one thing here. What's one thing that's helped you? Give us a call. 888-888-1717. We'll get you plugged in and you can join the discussion live today. 888-888-1717, being held for blended families discussion. All right, Ron, you're the expert on this thing, on blended families. Holidays, do the two mix very well?
You know what? They can and they can't. It really depends on a number of factors. Let me ask you a question as we dive into this subject. We were just talking off air about COVID. My wife and I just had a second bout of that. What if the pandemic, I mean, Randy, what do you think our listeners would do if the pandemic came back with a total resurgence, maybe a different variant, bigger, badder than ever, and all of a sudden we are right back into, you know, seclusion and isolation and stay. What do you think would be the emotional impact on people?
A great deal of denial. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm going to be out anyway because they don't want to go back home and close the door and be with everybody else for the next 6 months.
And at the same time, their place of business would shut down and the neighbors would go, you know, what's going on with you? And there would be this return and resurgence, if we could say it that way, of stress, maybe some chaos, a whole lot of unpredictability. Okay. You have just experienced blended families in the holidays, because 9 months out of the year, this family was starting to make some inroads with one another. They're building relationship, and this is a new family experience. If they're 10 or 15 years down the road, they've got lots of connectivity with one another. They're happy, you know, for the most part, things are going pretty well for them. And then you come to this season where all of a sudden there is this resurrection of stress and you're not sure what to do about it. A friend sent me an article just this morning that's making the rounds, news story, about a grandmother who is refusing to put up a stocking over the fireplace for her 9-year-old step-grandson. Now, her son, this grandmother's son, is the stepdad to this 9-year-old, and he's okay with it. He kind of thinks, yeah, mom, I understand why you would think that way. Whatever the reasoning is, I'm okay with that. But his wife, the mother of the 9-year-old, is saying, she didn't put up a stocking. We're not coming to her house for Christmas. My son walks in and everybody else has got a stocking and everybody else is having, but there's no place for him. What message does that send to my son? Well, now the man and the wife are arguing and fighting, and he takes to the internet to ask people what they think and what he should do. And that's how this news story ended up in my lap. That is a resurgence of the pandemic, if you will. That is, we were kind of grooving, we were going along, and all of a sudden there's something about the holidays, the tradition, the value, the import that we place on traditions like stockings. And all of a sudden, somebody feels like an outsider. Somebody feels a divided line between the family of those who are in and those who are out. And now we're hurt, we're angry, and we're in conflict.
Yeah, I wonder.
It doesn't take much to just resurge all of that stuff.
Oh, that's right. I could see a missing stocking on that that boy. He would be pretty upset. I could understand that.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Absolutely. So the point is, normal life we can kind of get through, but then come the traditions and the holidays and sort of the magic that we place on family time, etc. And now all of these little dividing lines, all these little hurt feelings, I'm not quite an insider yet. I feel like an outsider still, and you're treating me differently than other people. Like all of that stuff gets magnified. And now we're sort of set back a bit and we're trying to figure out there's a lack of predictability. There's a lack of trust, and all the little things just sort of got turned into big things.
Let's use that as a case study for a minute. By the way, you're welcome to join in. Maybe you have a comment on that, or one thing that's helping you as a blended family that's working, or a question you have for Ron Deal from Family Life Blended today. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Phone line's open to you, 888-888-1717. All right, Grandma says no stocking for my son's stepson, right?
Yeah,
I'm not going to put it up. Grandson, right? I'm not going to put it up. She has her reasons for whatever. Her son says, "Well, I'm kind of fine with it, but my wife is having a fit."
Mm-hmm.
Where did this all go wrong? What if you were sitting in the middle of that family and you were trying to sort through it, short of saying, "Grandma, you know, buck up and put the stocking up there," what would you say to this? Because it seems to me that the hub of this thing is the son. In this family, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I'd kind of go around the circle and let's just look at it from everybody's point of view. Right now, everybody's thinking bad things about Grandma, so let's start with her.
She's gonna get run over by a reindeer here.
Yeah, right. How does this make sense for her? Well, you can imagine her going, "Well, you know, this young man is new to me, and I don't really know him, and he doesn't know me. We don't have a great relationship. My step grandson, we're working on it, but I just don't feel like he's kind of, you know, family yet. So all the other stockings have something, a deep meaning and a relationship attached to it. So it just doesn't feel like that's there. And oh, by the way, my other biological grandchildren have kind of let me know they would be a little offended if all of a sudden the new kid in town just gets placed right up there alongside us. So I'm kind of guarding their feelings, and I'm looking out for what is rather than worried about what might be. And I'm just not sure. Now, that sort of restrictive thinking is one of the things that's hurtful in blended families. Instead of people opening themselves up to new connections, new relationships, and saying, you know what, God gives us enough love for everybody. Me loving this 9-year-old over here is not going to take anything away from a relationship that I have with my other grandchildren. Instead of having that sort of viewpoint, they have a pessimistic viewpoint, a restrictive, like somehow I got to take away from you to give over here. That's not true. That is not true. My first thought, Randy, when I heard this story was, Christmas time. There's no room at the inn. Some things never change, right? I mean, no, let's open up our hearts to the world and say, God gives us more than enough love.
But what about the grandma's thinking though? But my other grandchildren have kind of given me the feedback that they haven't accepted this 9-year-old yet. And I'm really concerned that they're going to be threatened by this. I'm okay with it. I mean, I want to have the big picture and the big open arms, but if I do it or I don't do it, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I can't make everybody happy with this deal. And so I'm just choosing this. What does she do? Or what do they do?
I would encourage Grandma to look at those other grandchildren and maybe some of her other adult children who are still sort of, you know, feeling out of sorts about all of this. And for her to do it, have a little teachable moment and say, hey, guys, look, it's okay. We want to welcome everybody to this family. New people, old people, everybody matters. Everybody has value. The Savior has come. We are celebrating him in Christmas time. And guess what? He was open to outsiders all the time. Let's be like that. We're going to put a stocking up for this young man. And no, he doesn't really know his place yet in this family. We still haven't figured out all these relationships. They're new to us. But this is how we start, by welcoming. Welcoming is the way it begins. We don't wait until we have this great, wonderful relationship, everything's worked out, lots of history, before we put up a stocking. We're going to do it right from the start. And oh, by the way, I think that's what we did when we put up your stocking as a new baby. You know, we really didn't know you either. And yet we welcomed you into the family. And so we're going to do that. with this young man. Now, Randy, the other side of this whole scenario, I think, is the son, the adult son, yeah, who is the stepdad. He's in that rock and hard place that a lot of people find themselves in a biological, in a blended family situation, where one side is saying no, 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 and the other side saying yes, yes, yes. But for him, you know, I would want him to choose his wife.
Yeah.
To say, this is a leave and cleave moment. Mom, I love you, but I'm not sure you're handling this right. I want you to put up a stocking for my stepson. Let's make him feel included. That would be the choice that would side with his wife, his new covenant relationship with her, and invite everybody else to figure out how they're going to be okay with his new family as it is. Now, let me just back up a second, because it could be that maybe, you know, this adult young man, stepdad, has made some choices in the past that other people don't approve of. And maybe some of those choices brought about this blended family. And so there's a history here where people go, you know, we just can't be okay with everything you've done, and therefore we're going to sort of boycott your new family. That is something I see, Randy, in Christian families. And I think we got to be candid about that. That is not a forgiving spirit. That is not somebody, it's sort of like, we're going to punish you for whatever choices you may have made in the past that brought about this family circumstance, and we're going to punish those other innocent people that came along with you. I just don't think that's the way we should approach it. Yes, maybe there's some accountability. Yes, on some level, we're still calling him as an adult man up to following Jesus with surrender, total surrender in his life. But no, we don't use family occasions to somehow punish or make a point. I think that just wraps in our hurt and animosity is dictating how we handle that situation.
Great foundational principles as we're talking about blended families during this stressful holiday season with Ron Deal from Family Life Blended. This is, he's the expert. I don't know how many books have you written on blended families now, Ron?
I've written 9 books on the subject.
And a lot of conferences.
We have our own podcast and podcast on a regular basis, and 8 video series that are available for people to use in churches and so on.
A lot of very practical help. And Ron's willing to take your questions, your comments, your input here on what you're doing as a blended family during the holidays. You can give us a call, 888-888-1717. We'll get to Jenny and Dave here in just a moment. Before we do, though, I was thinking as we're approaching the holidays, I always advise people, you know, don't try to solve a potential problem right in the middle of the problem. Christmas is a stressful time, and I learned over years of leadership, it's the meeting before the meeting that's most important. And maybe having that meeting before Christmas gets here, like Grandma laying out, this is the way it's going to be, it's going to be, set the platform, and don't wait for it to blow up and then try to solve something in the middle of Christmas dinner.
Randy, that's so, so insightful. I just got to compliment that to say, okay, for a blended family, in this case, it's the husband and his wife, the biological mother, like that's the team you never want to let sacrifice. You want to connect, be together, decide how you're going to deal with this together, be a united front, and then talk to extended family and grandma about this situation.
Blended families. We'll take a break in a moment here, Alex. We'll come back. We got questions, a daughter that no longer wants to come home. And then there's some disrespect showing up in another family. How do you deal with all this? Blended families, you can join us. By the way, we're on Facebook Live as well. If you'd like to see Ron, you can ignore me, but you can see Ron, Ron Deal. We're talking today, or you can call 888-888-1717. Alex, take a break for us. We'll be right back.
You know that feeling when you're going through something difficult and life just doesn't make sense?
When life makes no sense, you got to ask the question, does God have something going on bigger and better that I don't quite understand? When we're in the middle of God's purpose, then life can start to make sense.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, When Life Doesn't Make Sense, you'll learn about how God worked through Joseph's life in the Bible and how you can learn about God's plan for yours. This Christmas, when you support Intentional Living with a monthly donation, you'll get an early Christmas present just from us. You can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings whenever you want. So don't miss out on this special Christmas opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And, you know, that's the same number you can use to join Ron and myself here in this discussion about blended families during the holiday, the stress. What's one thing you've learned? Maybe you have a question, comment, 888-888-1717. Let me go to Jenny in Kansas. Jenny, how you doing today?
Hey, a little emotional.
A little emotional? What, did we set off some emotions with this?
Yeah, just the previous story even, too.
No. Well, go right ahead. What's going on?
So my husband's daughter, my stepdaughter, hasn't wanted to be in our lives the past 2 years, and it happened right after Christmas. And Christmas was great, and everything was great before then, and so it's really hard on us as a family, and it's really hard on my husband, and I don't know.
Do you know what happened?
I don't want to say anything bad about anybody else, but I think there's a problem about seeing what we have as a family. You know, we bought a new house and we have a new baby, and he's doing so much better in his life than he used to be. And so that's hard on other people, which I understand.
That is so difficult. How old is your stepdaughter?
Well, she was 16 when it happened, so I think she's 18 now. And yeah, her birthday was just a couple days ago.
Man, it's so difficult. I know your heart breaks, and here you coming up on Christmas again, another special time, and you really want to be with her. And of course, it doesn't look like you can be. And this reminds you of when it all shook down a couple of years ago. You know, I don't know the specifics of your circumstance, but I can imagine lots of people I talked to. In fact, I just had a conversation with a woman just this last week who is in a very similar situation and hasn't seen her child in some period of time. Sometimes there's an influence on the other side of the family, the other household, that's sort of getting inside the heart and mind of the child. Sometimes there's been something that happened in the past that the child is sort of just coming to on their own. They're just finally realizing the way things happened back in the day when the divorce occurred or whatever it was. And, all of that. Yeah. And really, the situation is because the child has a choice of where they are with their time. They have the ability to withdraw and stay away. My encouragement to you and your husband is it is a delicate thing to pursue in a situation like this, and you have to gauge what that means. It could just be a soft touch through text, even though you never get a reply. But the little message you're giving her is, we haven't gone away. We still love you. Mm-hmm. We're not done. We're not writing you off. Because my experience is, and I can't promise you this, Jenny, I wish I could, but I my experience is eventually kids open themselves back up again. If we're using pandemic language here, she closed and you keep waiting for her to open again, and you just never know when that's going to happen. And so you just sort of have to keep staying close enough that when she reopens, it will not be hard for her to find you.
Yeah.
Much like our father as he pursues us in life.
He has been keeping that line of communication open and even offered therapy several times. So we just keep praying that eventually something will change, because everything was great at our wedding and when we announced we were pregnant, and she's never met my daughter.
Oh, so sorry.
Well, Jenny, I hear the pain in your heart, and I think it raises a point, Ron, about two families comparing, how that can happen. Secondly, a 16-year-old, the emotions are there, 16 years old, and stuff going on in her life. And then it's easy for a parent, it'd be easy for Jenny to personalize that. I did something wrong, when it could be just something that the 16 or 17-year-old is going through in her own life. She's got to sort through. And the idea of leaving that door open is a powerful thing, because it'd be easy to take it personal and then respond in a negative, put up a wall on your side and then it's over.
Yeah. Part of the struggle in a situation like this is there's so many unknowns. that we're just really not sure what to do, what approach to take, how to respond. And so for them to just gently pursue, and again, can't aggressively pursue. I find that that'll chase a child further away, but gently pursue, I think, is the approach to take. One other quick little observation that may be going on under the surface here. We talk a lot about earthquakes and aftershocks when it comes to blended families. Like anytime you've been through a massive earthquake in your life, a death of a parent, divorce of a family, adjustment to single parent home, you know, financial change and loss and new friends and old friends and having to go to a new church because of having to move. And then that happens over again when a new blended family takes place, mom or dad or both recouple. And so lots of transition for children. Every one of those is a little aftershock that followed the giant earthquake that started the whole thing. So this could be, while it's a happy moment for Jenny and her husband, having a new baby, new family, new house, it can be an aftershock for a child who feels like somehow I get lost in this mix. Mm-hmm. Somehow things happen and I'm no longer, you know, as connected as I wish I was. And so any time you have an opportunity to speak to that loss, to acknowledge that, it might just come in the form of, hey, just want you to know, I see how hard all of this has been for you. That little comment just says to the child, I see your hurt. I see your pain. You're not forgotten.
Yeah,
it's good. We're here. You can tell more, share more of that with me if you want to. Not sure that's part of the variables here, but it very well could be.
That's a good insight, Ron. You know, we were just talking about COVID a little bit earlier, and some people have very little reaction to it. They get through it quickly, and mm-hmm. others can be sick for a long time and have right. after COVID issues. And that can be true in a blended family. Some people can go through the process, seems like, in a quicker way, and here yes. you're still feeling stuck and sort of sick and hurt, and they're forgetting about it, and they're moving on. And yep. like you said, just acknowledging, hey, you're still not there. That's okay. We love you. We hear your pain and we're here for you, is acknowledging that it's okay. It's okay to be there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's
good. Exactly right. And if there's one trend we see, it's that adults tend to get through it more quickly, to use your language, mm-hmm. whereas children need longer period of time. It's sort of the after COVID or the long COVID, sometimes we call it. For kids, it's a long journey mm-hmm. to deal with all the changes and things that have happened. And every one of them was an unwanted change in their heart and their life. And so that builds up. It can really become hard, a hard place in their heart that just might bring about some of this kind of behavior.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. I have a whole list of questions I haven't even gotten to. We got callers we need to get to. If you're available, Ron, after we go off live here in a few minutes, if you can stay, we'll record a program. And so we'll leave our phone lines open. We'll get you on. I promise to do my best to get everybody on the line who's calling. Maybe you have a comment or a question for Ron Deal. We're talking blended families, 888-888-1717. There's a second thing that Joseph did that I think is really an intentional living principle. I think it's interesting because most of us would wrestle at this point. He honored his family, even though they didn't honor him. He'd gotten kicked squarely in the teeth, right, by his brothers. He had every reason to follow the principles of boundaries. And I understand boundaries, and we need boundaries, and we have to have those psychologically and relationally. I understand that's important in life. But he could have said, hey, I'm putting boundaries in place, and you go starve where you are. After what you've done to me, you deserve that. And yet he opened his heart and his life and even said that I will care for you and your children. So that's honoring, isn't it?
Hard thing to do, boy, what a story. 10 things that we learn from the life of Joseph about when life doesn't make sense. And frankly, when it doesn't make sense, you feel like you have the justification to fight back. There's a better way. And we talk about it in this lesson. It's up on our site, and we have a site within a site. And it's our exclusive members-only site for those who are supporting the ministry, standing with the ministry, a part of the ministry, helping us as we wrap up this year and then going into 2026. And so your monthly support, no matter what the amount is, we encourage a dollar a day or whatever God lays on your heart, it's going to make a big difference. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com, and when you're there, just click on donate, and then you can share with us that love gift to help us with the ministry. Now, if you're new to intentional living, here's our mission. We want everybody in the world to experience life the way God intended. And the very first thing on that list is to know Him personally. So we got a heart for evangelism. You know, the Bible tells us, and maybe this is you today, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And maybe today you're saying, I'm done doing this myself. We've been talking here with Ron about blended families, and maybe you're struggling, and this has brought to the surface a reminder of your need for a Savior. And today might be the day that you say, Lord Jesus, I'm done trying to do all this on my own. I give my life to You. Forgive me of my sins and come and be my life. I give my life to You. And then to get plugged into a local church where you can grow together. Boy, that's the message, isn't it? It certainly is. All right, back to the show here. Ron, I know you wanted to follow up with Jenny, so go right ahead.
I just want Jenny and people in similar circumstances to know that Family Life Blended has an ongoing podcast, drops a couple times a month. We've now just passed 100 episodes, and we're talking about these kind of subjects on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, we have one of the best series on parent alienation that people tell me is just fantastic. And then after the first year in January, we're having another conversation, this time with an alienated child. Who eventually grew up and saw the light of day and reconnected with their lost parent. I want to give hope to Jenny and people in those situations. Tune in and find out how that can be part of your story as well.
All right. Well, I hope people will track down that podcast and take a listen, Ron. Very important topic. Ron Deal is here. We're live, but we're going to go and continue. We're just going to roll the tape, even though we're not rolling tape anymore. Alex is going to roll the computer, I guess, and we're going to record another show. If you have a question, comment for Ron, how you're dealing with stress in your family as a blended family, maybe you have a question you want to ask, you can call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Dave, I'll get to you. We've got disrespect during the holiday, and then Barbara's got a comment she wants to share. I want to ask about expectations, grandparents. What about when you have different religious or Christian views, secular versus a Christian view of Christmas and that tension? When is too much for kids when we operate out of guilt, you know, trying to buy their happiness and acceptance? Some of the things we'll try to get to when we continue our discussion. So for those of you on Facebook, thanks for joining us and being a part of the show today. More next time from Intentional Living.